Should be ready to go in about 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Navigating the sites for you people. Two minutes. Just giving you audio, friends, so you can hear that we are live out of Texas once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And I don't know why we're actually getting this double play here, but I think the bottom line is, as you can hear me now, and we should all be good to go. But again, we're broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, for the very purpose of staying people, well, keeping them in tune as to what's going on in their own backyards. And with that, friends, that's all we can do is give you the information that's needed. I do want to say this just so people can understand me right off the bat. You know, I named the show today, if you want the answers, then quit crying about the problems. Because the problems are actually continuously breeding themselves because the American people fail to deal with the issues at hand. This is something that I don't understand and I never will understand. But it is where we're at today. As a matter of fact, after yesterday's show, I was listening to some more people whining about the situation in America, you know, pointing the finger back at me like I was the problem by trying to bring about the resolve, and which we all deal with. Hey, folks, don't get mad at the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. You remind me of a guy that had a dog that barked and he barked and he barked. And he was sleeping and this dog barked so much it finally got him out of his bed. And what he did is he went downstairs and he smacked his dog on top of the head with the paper and told him to keep it down. And so he goes back upstairs and goes to bed. And as he goes to bed, all of a sudden his dog starts to bark and bark and bark again. And he didn't understand what was going on. So he went downstairs and he beat the dog really well. And he just told the dog to shut his mouth or else he was going to end his life. So the man goes back upstairs, he goes to bed. And in the process, what happens? The dog starts to bark again. Well, the problem is the man didn't ask the question as to why the dog was barking. What the man did not know is that there was a man outside of his house trying to break into the house to destroy him and his family. And so what did he do? Did he take it out on the dog? Did he thank the dog for barking and barking and barking and making him aware of the impending danger? Or did he get mad at the dog? Well, the man didn't use any common sense. What he did is he went and got a shotgun out of his closet, came downstairs and shot his dog dead. Hey, folks, think about that. Think about what I just said. Isn't that exactly what people do to the messengers that are telling the people the truth today, especially in our time? They get mad at the dog, so they end up accusing the dog of the problem. They accuse the dog of this, that, and the other thing to the point where they just end up shooting the dog. It's like when the Lord said, I sent my prophets early to you, and what'd you do? If you didn't beat them and throw them out of your town, you ended up killing them. So we have to take advantage of the barking dog. And if you want to equate me to be a barking dog, I'll be that barking dog if it saves your life. But don't get mad at me. And when I say that, friends, again, please do understand that I'm merely making reference to the Word of God. If I ask, judgment and justice guards our liberties, then who has to bring about the resolve concerning the issues? Now, yesterday, I brought up Thomas Edison and the strength of the Constitution and how it lies within the American people. And if the American people fail to be the strength of that Constitution, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose your freedoms. Thomas Edison said the strength of the Constitution lies in the willingness of the people to defend it. But you can't defend what you don't know. And so when I make reference to the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, in that little coin phrase tells you everything that you need to know, because on the other side of that, when you look at what the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, if you want the answers, I'm continuously pointing my finger at the responsible party, that being the American people, and telling you that you are, in fact, the responsible party. And if you're the responsible party, you're the ones going to have to enforce the law. Why? Because you're the strength of the Constitution. And that strength lies in the will of the people to defend it. So as well, going line upon line, precept upon precept, when I'm making reference to the U.S. Constitution and saying, well, folks, if the corrupt act out in such a fashion within the halls of government and they violate their own sworn oath, guess what? We have provision in the U.S. Constitution that tells us to remove the corrupt from office. How? How so? It's called impeachment. And the impeachment process tells us that if they violate the law, You, America, they transgressed the law that God gave to keep us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. What are we supposed to do? We're to impeach them for the smallest of violations, the smallest jot or tittle of transgression when it comes to the U.S. Constitution. And if you don't want to do that, and this is the point of my message today and the title that I have on the show today, if you don't do that, then quit crying about the problem because you're the one complaining about it because the power lies within you to impeach them. And it doesn't stop there. When I say Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what am I bringing that up for? I'm not just saying it because I'm trying to be smart, friends. No, what does it say? It says, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than the removal of office, but hold on with me for a moment, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But after impeachment, the party that's convicted nevertheless shall be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. And guess what? That applies to the President of the United States of America. He who sits in the executive branch. He who sits in the judicial branch. That includes the Supreme Court injustices. And it's not just the judicial. It's not just the executive. But folks, it's also the third branch of government that if they violate any form of law that's placed within the annals of the Constitution or the enumerated laws found within, you are to impeach them and you are to prosecute them. So again, I ask the question, why are people getting mad at me when I'm telling you what the answers are? I mean, after all, that's what you said, right? Is you want the answers? So again, I ask the question. And if you want the answers, then guess what? You're going to have to bring forth the law. And that happens to be you, who is the law. And if you don't want to be the law, then quit crying about what's going on, folks. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com as well. Top left side of both those platforms, there we are. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this break.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Austin, and I'm just sharing with my friends, namely those that complain about what's going on here, because I had another one come after me yesterday crying about all the problems. I mean, acting as if, for example, it's me and me alone who is the problem in the United States for pointing back to the U.S. Constitution and showing you how to return the rights back to the people that they belong to. And the way that you do that is you make reference to the Constitution and you look at the example of the Declaration of Independence. And if you don't want to do that, then quit crying, quit complaining about what you tolerate. Again, I even gave you an analogy about how people attack me for giving you the answers that you say that you want. Enough is enough. So anyways, we're going to go ahead and cover some of the topics going on in the country today. And with that said, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page. Go to SOL Radio Live. And when you do that, you will find a Rumble feed. Go ahead and subscribe to that feed. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. And folks, we are working on getting that telephone line put back up with BBS right now. Just met with both brothers from BBS, the new flagship for SonsOfLibertyRadio.com this morning. Great guys. And I trust that we're going to have phone lines up real short here so we can get you guys calling back in. Nothing's changed, just the new flagship, nothing more and nothing less, just a better quality and raising the bar to the level of expectation concerning what it is that we would expect if we were watching the show as well. So with that said, friends, I want to cover some of these things so you can see for yourself the craziness as to what's being tolerated by the responsible party in the United States of America. And what am I talking about? Well, I want to show you this really quick, again, just to show you what is happening in public schools. Now, for those that don't know, again, I've been doing high schools for the last 25 years across the country in 25 different states. And one of the things that I continuously reiterate is the fact that the young people in this country are literally being subjected to everything and they're being protected from nothing, okay? And what I just showed you on social media platforms is alphanews.org, okay? This, what I'm going to share with you is complete insanity. Now, Scripture tells us in 22 verse 6 of Proverbs that we're to train up a child in the way that they are to go. And so when they're old, they will not depart from it. That includes boys and girls, right? God created both of them, both genders. And they are separate genders, right? And with that, Elfin News highlights a 16-year-old student in a public high school. The headline goes as follows. Really uncomfortable, she said. Minnesota girl speaks out about having to share school restrooms with males. I got to tell you, friends, this gets my dander up in a big way. This kind of stuff makes me angry, and it should make you angry as well. This generation that is being subjected to this criminal behavior from politicians and their parents, they're going to grow up and they are going to despise that generation. They're going to get back at that generation that put them into public schools to be subjected to the crimes of politicians and their parents today. Rest assured. Rest assured. When the headline tells us about this little Minnesota girl who's 16 years old speaking out about having to share school restrooms with males, first off, the student isn't the problem. The student isn't the problem. They're doing what they're told to do by those that are raising them up. So when they are old, they will not depart from the ways that they're supposed to go. At least that with the parents' lead. Now, throughout this publication from Alpha News concerning the 16-year-old girl that feels really uncomfortable having to share her bathroom with males, the mother begins to speak out. She's the head of some conservative organization in Minnesota. Just follow through with me, if you wouldn't mind. And in the process of following through on this article, this mother that oversees a conservative organization in Minnesota, she says she's highly concerned about her 11-year-old girl that also goes to the same school. And she's highly concerned about her 14-year-old girl that goes to the same school that's being subjected to males going into their bathrooms, along with this 16-year-old girl that's talking out on Alpha News. Well, first of all, let me tell you this, friends, equipping you to be the law that you're called to be. First off, the politicians are creating policies that undermine common law in the United States of America. They are creating that which transgresses the lawgiver, the one that gave us our rights. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read your state preambles. I also want you to understand that when they transgress those laws, that makes them not only sinners, 1 John 3:4, but it makes them criminals. When a politician can move parents to drop off their kid in a public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, when the politician tells the parents that we're giving the permission to boys that want to be girls to be in the bathroom along with the girls, not only do you have criminal politicians that are at work here, but you also have something seriously wrong with the politicians, or the parents, forgive me, that are submitting their children to what corrupt criminal politicians are advocating for when it comes to this criminal behavior. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, friends, but you're going to know in a moment. This is felonious activity. To suggest that a boy can go into a girl's bathroom violates common law to high heaven. The Lord calls this an abomination. And what bothers me is that the American people, because this is happening in several states, are subjecting their kids to what criminal politicians are advocating for in the face of the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. So instead of the parents going after the corrupt politicians that are advocating this felonious activity, God calls it an abomination. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, Leviticus 18, 22, and Leviticus 20, 13. You can also read 20, 13 of Jude 1, 7. But when the parents are going along with it, instead of dealing with the corrupt politicians, you know what they're doing? They're taking their kids and they're throwing their kids to the wolves, literally. But as long as they say that they're concerned about their children being raised up by a bunch of corrupt politicians and those in the NEA and public schools across the country that are submitting their kids and subjecting their kids to this perverse, abominable attitude and behavior, something tells me, does it not, that there's something wrong with the parents as much as there is the corrupt politicians. So she can talk about all that she wants about how concerned she is with her children being subjected to boys coming into their bathroom. But I'm here to tell you, Bradley Dean is telling you right now, according to state statute, which is premised on God's moral law, it is a felony in every given state that this is happening. Why are parents dropping their kids off at a public school to be subject to boys that think that they're girls or that want to be girls to their own bathrooms during their break times? Because they're just as twisted and lawless as the politicians that are advocating for the crimes in the first place. But here's the good news. It's not all of them doing it. I said this is the good news. It's not all of them doing it. No, not at all. Matter of fact, I want to show you something here. Because this should be of interest to every single one of them. We're noticing that, you know, the powers that are tolerated by the American people, they're allowing them to basically set the gender. In other words, they don't understand resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. No, they've been told from the hirelings in the pulpits across the United States of America that they're just supposed to do whatever the government tells them to do. What they're not doing is they're not educating the people to understand that they are the government and that their said representatives work for them through delegated authority. What's wrong with you, Americans? What's wrong with all of you crybabies that are sitting there complaining about what you tolerate? I'm curious. What's wrong with you knowing that the government is sanctioning the murder of your children to the equivalence of 70 million babies? What's wrong with you, Americans, allowing the government to say two women and two men can get married? What's wrong with you, Americans, when you allow 2 or 3% of the population through an oligarchy, through the Supreme Court, to dictate what the church is supposed to do? What's wrong with you? You get mad at me all that you want to. The fault lies at your own front door, especially if you're one of these that are allowing your kids to be subjected to this abominable behavior. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to give you some good news on the other side.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV, free unmolested content from A to Z. We don't limit the content and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Austin, Texas. Tomorrow we're going to be in the Houston area. We're going to be sitting in studio with Mike Adams. You know him as the Health Ranger and on Natural News. We'll be with him tomorrow. And then this morning we met with some of our new friends over at our new flagship called BBS. Fantastic guys. So we're working it, folks. And we're making the most of our time and redeeming the days for their evil. And in the process of doing that, we're making sure that we can also make every room that we're in during radio time a studio. And that's what we're doing. Sometimes it's better than others, but it is what it is. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll check us out on social media platforms. Subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page. 13 to 15 articles you'll find over there from contributors from the United States of America, from law enforcement, military, constitutional attorneys, preachers, the list goes on. These are individuals that are in the culture war. And again, I just want to make clear that you all understand you're going to get the truth over here at the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're not going to hide the truth under a bed of roses, friends. That's not what you do. That's how you make the cross of Jesus Christ ineffective. No, we hold to the truth, we speak in much plainness, and we speak forth the word of truth and the word of life. And we're not going to divert from that in any sense. We're not going to deter from it because it might hurt somebody's feelings. No, we're going to do what we're commanded to do by the Lord because we love him first and foremost, and we love our brethren. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Hello. Read 1 John chapter 5 when you get a moment. And what is the love of God? That we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous, the Bible tells us. So again, read the whole chapter when you get a couple minutes. You know, I was just reading this right during the break, and it just popped up. Because the children of the apostate, those that are in the church today, have completely gutted the gospel. What you're seeing today when they talk about the gospel, much of it is not the gospel in any sense of the word. What am I saying? Go to Isaiah 8:20. What does it say? If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible tells us there is no light in them. And also put that up against Matthew 5:17 again, because Jesus didn't come to abrogate the moral law. He came to establish it. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, go to the New Testament. The New Testament is, again, a fulfilling of the old. And what does it say? In 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, Romans 3:31, write down those scriptures and check them out, because it's, again, exactly what we're talking about right now. Christ came to magnify the law, not to remove the law. He didn't lower the law to dim the light by which man perceived their own guilt. No, he brought the law to show men their transgressions, to understand that they had a need of a Savior from their sin, Matthew 1:21, and that is Jesus Christ. And by the way, he's the only one that can do that and will do that. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? Bring it down, Brother Dean. Now, I want to say on the other side of that, if your entire theology is just the God of love, though God is love, keep a balance there, Luke 11:42. But if your entire theology is God is love and do not judge, then you have not a biblical Christianity. You have Oprah. That's exactly right. And you know what? That's where a majority of the American people go for their theology, from someone that doesn't even know what the Word of God says. Someone that says, no, all religions can go into heaven. No. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 10:7. Hey, folks, 9-7, like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's true. There's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. I can tell you by the witness of the Holy Ghost. To he who hath the Son hath life, right? That's the witness of the Holy Ghost. Also thinking of 1 John 2:21. He bears witness to the truth. Well, I'm telling you this, friends, because, again, there's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, because he said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So let's follow him and let's follow his word so we might understand true freedom. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, I was just highlighting a moment ago, a 16-year-old girl was being interviewed by Alpha News in Minnesota. And her parents, her mother namely, who heads up a conservative organization, had a great concern for her 16-year-old and her 14-year-old and her 11-year-old that were being subjected to a new policy, not law, a new policy by corrupt, abominable, felonious politicians advocating for what should, in fact, bring them to justice by the American people. But the American people aren't bringing them to justice. What they're doing is they're actually subjecting their kids to the injustice of these felonious politicians, okay? That's what I talked about the last segment. But I want you to know that there's good news, too. I've shared with you several times concerning the topic of the crimes that are being advocated against our children. You can't find it in the Old Testament. Why? Because they walked in the fear of the Lord in departing from lawlessness. They knew that the Lord was. It didn't even cross their minds to violate a child. You know, in the New Testament, it tells us clearly that Jesus taking a child and said, a child is the model of heaven. What would Satan want to pervert? A child. What would he want to use? Perverted men and women. To violate the innocency of that child. Well, what does the scripture tell us in the New Testament? Because it doesn't address it at all in the Old. Because it was unthinkable to touch a child. The mainstream media in this country, along with Hollywood, and again, the networks that are under the control of the CIA, Mockingbird Media in the United States and worldwide, they want to normalize the crimes of adults with children. They want to advocate what God clearly condemns. And I want to say this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. But I want to say this too, to all of you crybabies that do nothing but complain about what you tolerate. He who spits against heaven will fall on their own back along with those that are advocating the crimes that are being committed against the children. We've seen a lot of the crimes that have been committed against the children for a long time. I did an article on what Congress doesn't want you to see. Because back in the 1980s, there was a documentary that was presented to the people, and it was called Conspiracy of Silence, where politicians, along with the CIA and FBI, were stealing kids from an orphanage out of Nebraska called Boys Town. And by the way, it's still in operation today. But what they would do is get these orphans hooked on drugs, and then they would prostitute them out to politicians in Washington, D.C. If you've not seen Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor and watch it. I also want to give you a little note on this as well. Many of you people think that you know what happened during Watergate. You don't know a thing about what happened at Watergate because what the mainstream media sold you concerning what Watergate was all about had nothing to do with what Watergate was all about. Watergate back in the 70s was about a bunch of politicians that were being exposed as being pedophiles, committing crimes against children. This has been going on for a long time. Just ask Barney Frank. Just ask the Bushes, friends. It tells us in Luke 17:2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Americans, you've seen what happened on a bigger scale, more known to all of us, concerning that of what took place with the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts and all the crimes that were coming to the light that were being committed against those children. Did you know that there was a $3.5 billion payout to all the victims of Boy Scouts alone? And did you know there was no talk in that article of justice being brought to those that perpetrated the crimes against those children? It's a system of indulgence. Did you know that? We just talking this morning about what the Catholic Church has done concerning violating young boys and young girls in the church. It's not just the Catholics. It's the evangelicals too, friends. But I got some good news for you, because we see that across the boards, daddies and mommies across this country are bringing vigilante justice, and rightfully so, concerning those that would dare touch their children. I've got some good news for folks. We have a Tennessee governor who just approved a bill to serve the ultimate justice on those that prey on children. I'm telling you, friends, this is the Lord's heart. I'm telling you, friends, that this is the Lord's heart, and it's about time somebody stood up for these little kids. They violate any of these little kids in Tennessee, they get the death penalty. That is if daddy and mommy don't get to them first. That is that the prisoners in prison, throughout the prison system, the what they call the correctional institutions, don't get at them first, because in many cases, pedophiles get into jail and then other inmates, they kill those pedophiles. Why? Because in many cases, those inmates are in jail because of pedophiles. They've been violated and they want justice. Well, I praise God for this governor who's standing up and doing the right thing when serving the ultimate justice upon the heads of those that prey on the children. Praise God. Praise God and praise God. Because I contemplate what it must be like being a little person that's being subjected to these predators that are given a free hand to make a prey out of innocent children. And I'll tell you what, people are standing up, and so are the governors. And I praise God for every single one of them, folks. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Final segment broadcasting live from Austin. As a matter of fact, I just read instructions from Mike as to where we're going to be tomorrow. So we'll be live with him tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time with Mike Adams. Again, that is part two as to why we're here. We're going to be back home on Friday morning. So wanted to let you know that. And again, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also go to bbs.com, friends. BBS, that's our new platform. You're going to like it. There's a lot to pick and choose from. But do, of course, understand that we're navigating you to our resources. Okay, so with that, I was just now talking about in Tennessee, the governor is not going to put up with it. If you're caught violating or preying on a child, you can get the death sentence. That is if you make it that far. And yes, I want you to hear me clearly, pedophiles. That's if you make it that far, because there's a lot of people out there that are not going to put up with you. Okay? Period. They're just not going to. They're going to take justice into their own hands because they see the courts aren't doing it anymore. And they have every right in the world to protect their children. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you like it. That's your problem. But I will tell you one thing. You better repent. I think in many cases, many of you guys, you've gone too far, but that's between you and the Lord. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and repent before God and put your faith in Jesus Christ, period. I'm not going to do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. But you better get your bearings right while you have the time to do so and quit feeding that monster that you're feeding into on a 24/7 basis where you think that somehow or another it's normal activity to prey on a child. Not going to happen here, friends. And the friends that I know, the people that I know, you ain't got a chance if you look at their kids the wrong way. Just want to make clear. Let's get back over to this, friends, concerning, well, maybe some of the things that I wanted to share with you from the very offset of the show. If you don't want the answers, then quit crying about it. That's all we do here is give you the answers. I really believe that people have selective hearing. They hear what they want to hear. They don't hear what I'm saying. They hear the voice of the world. They don't hear those that are sent of God and speaking forth the words of God, because that's what we're holding to as scripture. It's not like I'm coming on this platform every day with my own mind, friends. I'm coming with the mind of Christ and holding to the word of God in hopes that we're going to be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to deliver a message to you. And that's why this platform is continuously growing. And on the other hand, that's also why the bad guys are targeting this website in our platforms, okay? So anyways, I wanted to make sure that you all understand, again, if you don't want the answers, then just go find a different radio show to listen to. I'll tell you what, the conservatives of the day, they're serving their golden calves. And if you want to serve a golden calf, keep going to them. That's why they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They're not giving you the resolve that you need. They're not making reference to the laws that are being violated by the criminal politicians or the corrupt in the Church of America. No. They're not bringing about any reference to the law, because if they did, they might actually bring about justice. And that's what we want here, because when you look at Isaiah 26, verse 9, what does it tell us, friends? When the Lord's judgments are in the world, the inhabitants will learn his righteousness. And they're supposed to learn that from the church. Read 2 Kings 17, the whole chapter. By the way, I want to end the show with this, and I want you to see this for yourself. I'm just humored by this. And I'm going to show it to you right now. Look at this. This is the Daily Mail. I can't tell you how humored I am that people continuously question the things of the Lord. I mean, they question a God that cannot and will not lie. But they don't question their favorite politicians, do they? No, that's called political idolatry, and that's why America is under a curse today and under the judgments of God. They praise their favorite politicians. That's not what our forefathers did. Our forefathers threw off the corrupt politicians, and they made an appeal to heaven, period. And they had no king but King Jesus, said they. Right? But isn't it funny how the world comes forward 6,000 years later, and they say, listen, we got proof of the Bible. The Bible story about angels killing 185,000 soldiers in a night. It's all uncovered after 2,700 years, it highlights. And of course, they're talking about King Hezekiah who prayed to the Lord because a servant of King Sennacherib came about and he started threatening all the people and talking about all the war victories that they had and trying to scare the children of Israel in that particular time to submit themselves to the king of Assyria. And what's also interesting is not only did it happen, but the way that the story unfolds, it's exactly what in many cases is happening today, friends. In many cases, you hear, and we hear this all day long through the gloom and doomers. There's plenty of them. They continuously forecast apocalypse, the end times. That's what they do. They love giving the message of death and hope. Let me say this. They love to strip you from hope. Why? Because they don't have hope. And they're moved by the fear of man, which brings a snare, not the fear of God, which brings strong confidence. And the righteous, bold as lions. That means forward to danger. That's not what they feed into. Just the exact opposite. They love to tell you about what the bad guys are doing all day long. Well, guess what? The king of Assyria's servant did the exact same thing to King Hezekiah in 18:17 in 2 Kings 19:37. He came about and gave the same. Listen to me, friends. The servant of King of Assyria, Sennacherib, came about, sent his servant and told him, listen, you have to submit yourselves to us because these are all the victories that have been wrought. That King Hezekiah of yours that did all that David did, don't listen to a thing he has to say. The servant said, don't listen to King Hezekiah. Don't listen to a thing that him and his God have to say, because if you don't do what we're going to tell you, we're going to destroy you too. That is until the prophet Isaiah was sought. And when Isaiah was sought, the Lord told him, he's the son of Amaz, he said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word of the Lord that is spoken against him. And we're talking about the story and the proof of the Bible story where 185,000 men were killed, Assyrians were killed by the angels of the Lord on the behalf of the prayer of King Hezekiah. See, it's taken the world 2,700 years to figure out, wait a second, what the Bible says is true again. If you've not taken the time to go to WyattMuseum.com, folks, it's all there. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but many of these landmarks concerning the historical stories, Bible stories that are told, they're all in place, but the government bars the people from them because they don't want you to see the proof of what happened in these particular areas. And I'm talking about like the Red Sea and Pharaoh and how they're finding gold wheels in the water and how Mount Sinai still has the burn on top of the, all these areas are fenced off. Or how about the Sodom and Gomorrah balls? I mean, we're daring the justice of God in America by tolerating the Sodomites to go ahead and even have a month called Pride Month today and making mockery of Genesis 9:12, where the Lord told them not to do it. The question is, as I would ask, is why was the flood sent in the first place concerning the Sodomites? Because of the wickedness of man. Oh boy, they forget that part, don't they? So those that are advocating pride under a false banner of a rainbow, they better understand why the first one was given. And I want to say this, the next time the world's judged, it's not going to be by water, no. Praise God for that, right? No, it's coming in fire next time. The next judgment will be premised, and we will experience the fire of the Most High God because we fail to hold to his word. Just like this King Sennacherib and his servant, where they wanted to go ahead and mock the things of God. And I think it would be well for all of us to understand that though it took the world 2,700 years to catch up to this one story, do remember that every word of the living God is infallible. Every word of the Bible is inspired by the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that word is immutable. It's unchangeable. It's not going anywhere. It's only what? There to be proven time and time and time again, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation, every 1,000 years, friends, what do we keep finding out? Wait a second. The word of God is true. Yep. And the story that we're telling you right now is just that. Now it's being discovered that it really happened. I could have told you before you even get given any of this evidence concerning the Assyrian king, Sennacherib, and how they were destroyed by an angel that killed 185,000 of them a long time ago, because I read it in 2 Kings 18 and 19.
Yes, we are the sons.
God is not a man that he should lie. Folks, read those chapters, do your homework, and we will talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See you.